The neonate period in puppies covers the period from birth until their eyes are open, so it usually ends by day 14. If you've ever seen pups this age, you know they appear to be pretty helpless. Their eyes and ears are sealed shut. They can only communicate through the most basic of squeals and mews. They have little control over their body temperature. They can't gag, pant, or shiver. They even need help from their mother or us to urinate and defecate. When scanned, their brain shows minimal function. In fact, it's hard to tell when they're awake or asleep. However, as we learned in Module 2, newborn puppies' brains and bodies are undergoing massive changes. Their brain is growing in size and complexity. It's differentiating into various structures. They're creating new and pruning unnecessary synapses, and the pup's nerves are becoming myelinated. But the puppies' brains receive little input from the outside environment and are not particularly sensitive to those inputs they do receive. They're pretty much sealed off from the world. In addition, neonate puppies aren't wary or afraid of the world around them. Because of how immature their nervous system is, newborn puppies have very little ability to learn. All of the behaviors we see in them are innate. So most of the development happening in neonates is internal. Their limited interactions with the world come through three of their senses. At birth, the best developed sense is that of touch. Next are taste and smell, which appear soon after birth. It isn't until the end of the neonate period that pups' eyes open and they enter the transition period, which ends when they can hear. Let's focus a little bit more on each of the three functional senses that neonates have, because they are our pathway to their development. Puppies are born with a partially developed sense of touch through what is known as their somatosensory system. At birth, puppies are very responsive to temperature, both heat and cold, and pressure, both gross and fine. These keep them close to their mother. They know where their bodies are in space and can right themselves if they're placed on their backs. And finally, neonate puppies can and do feel pain, even if they're often slow or limited in their ability to express their discomfort. The key body parts involved in touch are skin and hair follicles, vibrissae or whiskers, and joints and muscles. In addition, their somatosensory system matures as their nerves myelinate. Neonate puppies' remaining senses, taste and smell, work together to create olfaction or scenting. Taste is present at birth in puppies, and within hours they can distinguish their mother's milk from others. Most puppies have a strong preference for their mother, which is why encouraging some of them to accept formula or medication can be challenging. Within the first few days, possibly sooner, pup's sense of smell develops. As early as 3 days of age, puppies show preferences for or repulsion from certain scents. There are other unique behaviors that we see in newborn dogs. The easiest way to determine if puppies are healthy is by watching them sleep. Healthy puppies twitch and jerk, as you see here, while sickly puppies often lie very still. These healthy jerks and twitches are what is known as activated sleep and is a normal part of the brain and body development in dogs. Although pups have limited control over their body temperature during the first 2 weeks, their bodies are adapted to draw warmth from other objects. So they cuddle up to or move away from warm things, often their mother and littermates, to maintain a healthy body temperature. As you can see in this sped-up video, puppies are constantly changing their position by pig-piling on top of their siblings when they're cool or moving away from them if they're too warm. Neonate puppies have only a few vocalizations that they make. They screech when they're unhappy, they grunt with effort when they're repositioning, and lie quietly or occasionally mew with pleasure when they're happy. As I always say, silence is golden with a litter of puppies, as long as they're also twitching away. If puppies are constantly vocalizing, I call them cranky, something is wrong. Most often this is temperature. They're either too hot or they're too cold. But it can also mean that they're sick. We'll talk in the next module about how to check to see if pups are too hot or cold. I'm going to turn the sound on for a bit so you can hear what it sounds like when a puppy is unhappy. Thank you. And then this is what it sounds like when they're content. We love that sound. Finally, you might have noticed the unique way that puppies move, swinging their heads back and forth while they drag themselves along, using mostly their front legs. You might also notice that puppies crawl in large circles rather than moving in straight lines. When they hit a warm object, they move along it rather than passing it by. This reduces the chance that they will get too far from their mother and littermates. So what can we do with these fascinating, somewhat limited little newborns? Quite a bit, actually. During the neonatal period, we seek to build their stress management and immune systems, as well as build their overall health, focusing pretty heavily on orthopedics. We also want to begin introducing them to people. Yes, this early, we want to start making those introductions, as well as expanding their scenting ability.